Keep your eyes on Jesus. Are you so programmed to be a problem solver that you rehearse how to solve a problem that has not yet occurred anywhere except your mind? Many of us excel at lining our path with stumbling blocks of imagination. We convince ourselves that we walk in Murphy's Law. Anything that can go wrong will, at the worst possible moment. And naturally, we must prepare ourselves so that we land with our feet on the ground when the earth around us shakes. How do you prepare for unknown upsets in your future? Many people spend countless hours alone in their head playing a scenario over and over with all the possible outcomes and how they should respond to them. But when and if that scene ever becomes a reality, how often do the hours spent preparing actually carry you to a satisfying conclusion? God gave us just enough mental activity to be dangerous to ourselves. We find it too easy to consider ourselves the most important beings and ultimately the ruler of our own lives. We tend to think we know what's best. We could take a lesson from our dogs. They can be extremely smart animals, but when someone claims one as their own, that dog, most often, will begin to follow his master and always be seeking to do what causes his master to be pleased with him, giving him a pat on the head, an attaboy, or a bone, perhaps. I don't know of a dog yet that has risen in the morning saying in his heart, "Okay, I can take it from here. I can figure this life out on my own, thank you." If you are a prisoner of anxiety, I can tell you a way to unlock your chains. Unload all of your burden on Adonai, the Lord, and He will sustain you. Psalm 55, verse 23 in the CJB, 22 in most others. Time spent with God will never be wasted. Where are you tempted to think that you know best?